Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Good morning and welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen. I am so excited to have Mona Nairi on this morning. She is a contributing blog author, but you know, more importantly, she is a vibrant warrior, right? She is a young change maker and generational shackle breaker. So just a little bit of background about Mona before we get started. Over the last 8 years, she has transformed her life from a suicidal drug addict, just barely surviving life, to a vibrant woman on a mission. That's why I call her a young warrior, vibrant warrior, on a mission who has a zest for life and in discovering just how to truly thrive. Isn't that what we all want? We all want to learn how to thrive, don't we, Mona? Oh, Mona. I apologized up front. It was going to be one of those mornings. The system automatically threw you back in the green room, babe. Can you hear me now, Mona?
Yes, here we go.
See,
I can hear you.
Yeah, good. So isn't that all what we want to do? We all want to discover how to truly thrive, don't you think?
100%. Who wants to live life just surviving?
Right. Right. I love this backstory about you. I truly do. Because you take it from one end of the spectrum to be fully engaged, vibrant warrior for your own life. Not, you know, claiming victimization anywhere. You know, this is all about you and your journey. And I absolutely applaud that and I love that about you. So let's go back to a little bit about what you want to show people about living a life that's meaningful.
Well, what I want to show people really is the things that are stopping them from living a life that's meaningful. Because a lot of us don't know what that means. Like, before I had my, I call it like a come to Jesus moment or like aha moment where my life's purpose really hit me in the darks of those depths, right? That message came through of what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to be and live. And that started my journey. A lot of people don't have that, like brick-hitting moment where it's like, yes, this is my life's purpose. This is how I get meaning. A lot of us just kind of live lives that other people want us to live or that we think will get us happy, or we're just in that survival mode so long that we are disconnected from that feeling of fulfillment or purpose that we don't even remember what it means. So I help people identify that, what meaning would mean in their lives and what kind of things internally get in the way, and help them set up, first break through all those shackles of internal thought and emotional loops and things like that that are stopping them from feeling their full power and living into their full potential, but then also giving them some other tools that can help them lead a lifestyle that sustains this new internal state and that allows them to cultivate their own tools along the way. Because I call myself like a tutor. I'm not here to be anybody's coach, guru, or anything like that. I'm just here to show what I've found worked and help you tweak it so it works for you.
Right. You are just like myself. I call myself a tool in the toolbox. Right? Just one tool that's available for anybody to utilize when they need it. Now, I love what you said about this, and I'm just going to paraphrase, the circular survival mode thinking and how you are helping people break that habit of thought, which leads to doing and being and resetting the trajectory once you break that survival mode into thriving mode, right? I love that. I love that, how you do that. Now, we, so congratulations. I wish you much success in the future. Now, you wrote a blog that I think is really important to share. Would you like to talk a little bit about the blog post that you did for us, the article that you wrote, The Journey Back to Ourselves?
Yeah.
Because it's very powerful. It really is. It is very powerful. And I encourage everybody that's listening to go and check out the blog and read this article because, you know, it will hit home with a lot of people. So let's talk about this for a few moments, please.
So the journey back to ourselves is just that, like a long life or along this road of life that we have. There's moments in time where we get so immersed in an activity or another person or even an addiction, you name it, whatever you can get totally immersed into where you just lose parts of yourself as you take on everything that you're engulfed in, right? And then there's a point where we look up one day or something happens to break that immersion. And we look up one day and we have no idea who we are. For me, that was an abusive relationship that lasted 3 years. And when I got out of that, I had no idea who I was. And I guess I could say the same thing for different parts of my life with like drug addiction and things like that, where you wake up and it's like, what makes me happy? Who am I? Am I funny? What's my personality? What kind of people do I like? And it's just like these things that are so key to who we are as a human being or as our unique human beings that we lose those parts. And it's almost like an amnesia is what I call it, where we just forget ourselves. And it's how do you, when you wake up from that moment and you say, hey, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I like. I don't know what I want. How do you get yourself back or reinvent yourself, or go along the path to finding yourself again? And the article really just talks about, you know, how we lose ourselves in the first place, and then it breaks it down into ways that we can prevent losing ourselves. So if you haven't lost yourself, you could read that article, and it will teach you how not to lose yourself. But more importantly, if you have found yourself lost, like, how do you start to find yourself again so you can get to that point? And it's very, very possible. It's not like you're lost and you'll ever be found. It's just the journey back to yourself.
Right. Well, that's the journey too, sometimes is several different steps, right? Because you've indicated a couple of different instances in your life, whether it was a drug addiction or a bad relationship, you know, is that we tend to, you know, these are like steps. At least it's progression forward from not, you know, from the drug addiction, you know, and then letting that go and moving on from that to, you know, a relationship for 3 years that you were in. And then all of a sudden when that was no longer what it was, though you knew that there was something more and, you know, you wanted to find out who you were, the things that made you tick. And then that's when the deeper delve into your own personal journey, your pilgrimage, if you will, really began. But that's, you know, just, you know, I don't think, and tell me what you think, I don't think that once we get there that we're ever done. I don't think there ever is a done. I think we're always learning and growing and doing, right? So even if, and I say that because even if somebody doesn't know that they're lost, they could read this article and say, oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't realize this is where I was and this was just so helpful for me. So I really think your article speaks to everybody. I do. I I drew on some of my own personal experiences when I read it myself. So, you know, but I think that that we are always, I mean, I don't think we're ever, you know, I don't think we're ever there. We may, like, just kind of rest for a moment, but then something else happens that sparks our interest or sparks, you know, ignites a fire in us for whatever reason, good or bad, and then, you know, off we go on to continuing to build on who we are, where we're going, and you know, because we can't look at the past and ever, and I think people do this too, right? I think people, you know, I look back at my life, and you know, you might as well, and I, you know, I look back at my life and go, okay, well, if I didn't have this, this, and this, would my life be this, this, or this, right? And the truth is, without any of those experiences that we had, we wouldn't be who we are today. So, you know, to go and try and wish away something of the past, you know, I think the only thing I couldn't even say I wish that, you know, I had realized it sooner because even then I would be missing something along the way, right?
100%. I agree with that. I think life happens for us. And even when I look back on my life, if I could go back and choose to do it all over again differently, or even just take the knowledge I have now back, I wouldn't. I would just do it the exact same way because everything prepares you for who you are becoming. Like, life is conspiring in your best interest, even when it seems like it may not be. That's at least what I believe. And to get to your point of it's a constant journey, and that, yeah, you might have lost yourself, but even if you haven't, there's always something new to discover. That goes to the core of what I believe, or and even kind of the things that I'm trying to create. Like, my belief system is that we are epic beings, and EPIC to me is an acronym where it stands for we're evolving people initiating change, with evolving being the first thing that we are. We are constantly evolving, and if you're not evolving, and I guess you could replace that word for growing, you're just being stagnant and standing still. And I've stood still for so long, I know that feels in my heart like dying. So I know I feel alive when I'm out there trying to find new things to do, meet new people, just have so many different experiences. Like, there's so much of life to live, and we only have this lifetime. And I think I read somewhere it's like 300 and something thousand hours that we have on this earth or something like that, if you live the average lifespan. So it's like, why not just take that, thrive with it, and go. Or maybe it wasn't
right.
Hours. I think it might have been days, but still, that's it's not a lot, and there's so much. There's things I don't
exactly.
even know exist.
Exactly. That reminds me of an article that I saw a while ago, where if you take the average human lifespan, say it's 80 years, right? And you divide that out into 80 times 12, right? And then you, if you're starting where you are today, like I'm, you know, 58, so I'm not going to have, I have like 22 blocks left. And you use each one of these blocks because you look at it, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of morbid, I think, sometimes. But, you know, you have this way of gauging where you are, you know, I think it helps motivate you to continue to live and to shine and to thrive and to grow, rather than, because you could look at it like, here's like this block, because you can't go back, right? You can't like start your blocks from like 5 years old through 80. You can only go with where you are. So you're going to start right there. But then as you, and then you just color in the blocks every month and write down things that you did that you enjoyed, new experiences that you had, personal growth, even things that angered you, right? Because you got to take the bad with the good and the good with the bad. You can't have it all just, it's one-sided, because then there's no balance, right? There's no such thing as somebody being happy 100% of the time, because a lot of people don't even know what happiness is and where it comes from, because it's something that we find within. There's no person, place, or thing outside of ourselves, you know, that defines happiness. We do that all on our own, which is key, because then everybody else is off the hook for trying to make us happy when it's our choice what it is. But anyway, that is a profound, what you were talking about, it reminded me of the blocks. It's kind of like the calendar to you know, to remind you to, you know, this is, you are, it is one wild ride, and what are you going to do with it? You know, that we think we are going to be here forever, right? I can remember being young, you know, and I mean like 8 or 9 and thinking 30 was old, right? And then when I became 30, I thought, oh my God, I'm old. So, you know, and we do. We think we're going to be here forever and that there's always tomorrow. So what you are, with what you are doing, you are inspiring people to do it now, to take life now and not be so lazy and complacent with your life. And I applaud that.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of our lives, when they survey people that are in hospice, the biggest thing that comes up is that they said that they wish they would have lived more. They would have taken more risks and been the person that they actually are instead of living a life that somebody else wanted. So it just speaks to that, like, follow your bliss. And this, if you don't know what it is, really go out there and discover it. Say yes to more things in life, because honestly, even though life can seem like it's long, it could be gone tomorrow. Like, so this moment is really all we have. And it's like, do you give yourself, and this is kind of going back to when you were talking about the calendar a little bit, and you were saying that it puts, like, owning the good, the bad, your happiness on you. And it is. It's like, if this is the only moment that you have, don't wait for the next moment or a situation or the right time to give yourself permission to live and to be happy. Do it now, because, you know, in this pandemic, you can see, like, life is pretty it's finite. Like, even though it seems like it's infinite and that we're going to live forever, forever could be a moment. It could be, this could be the last moment. So it's just like, when you put it in that perspective, it's
right.
Do you want to tiptoe your way safely to death, just surviving it? Or do you want to run towards the life that you dream of, loving it, being fulfilled, knowing that there's going to be down times because that's just the natural ebb and flow of life? And
right.
when you get to that hospice state that you can say, man, I really lived, instead of when you get to that hospice state saying, man, I wish I would have lived.
Right. I'm going to share a little story with you with regard to your hospice story. My mother, I don't know, about 10 years ago, had a near-death experience. And she actually had a class. My younger sister had called the paramedics, and they had to work on my mom, you know, to get her heart, you know, to get her. She actually, you know, had died, and they were working on her to get her back, and they took her to the hospital. And so when I went down there, and they were bringing her home, and I got to ride in, you know, I rode in the ambulance with her and got her all set up in her room and everything. And I said, so, Mom, I said, I have done regressions, you know, hundreds of regressions back then. And I said, what was it like when you died? I said, you're probably the only person I'm ever going to be able to ask, you know, what happened to you. And she said, well, she said, I didn't see, like, my life flashing before my eyes or anything, you know. And she said, I noticed you know, she was looking at myself from above, and I noticed that the paramedics were working on me. And then my mom was a surgeon. She held her nursing license for 50 years, and for many of those years, she was a surgical nurse. And and I said, oh, yeah, you're probably watching them to make sure they're doing it right. And she just, you know, and she laughs. And she said, so what, she said, I heard somebody tell me that I missed the point of life. And I said, really? What does that mean? And she said that it's not about your hair. It's not about your weight. It's not about what you do for a living. It's not about any of those things that we think are important. And she said, it's all about finding joy. And I said, huh. I said, Mom, I've told you that for years. She says, well, the other side just wants you to know that you're right. But it is so true, right? It is, it's yeah. not about, you know, our hair. It's not about our weight. It's not about what we do for a living or don't do for a living or how much we have or how much we don't have, you know, because where we are is where we are, and it's to find happiness right then, right in that moment and move forward. Yeah. Now, my mom, as I said, held her license for 50 years. She said she always hated being a nurse. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, you know, I graduated high school, and my best friend was going into nursing school, and she said, go with me. And I said, okay. So there you have it. She spent all of that time doing something she didn't – she was really good at what she did, but she spent all that time doing something she really didn't enjoy doing. How about that?
Yeah.
And it's all about the joy.
Yeah, how can you bring joy into your own life and be that generator of it?
Right.
Because it's an internal thing, like you were saying. That's really what I'm trying to do is in my own life continue to make sure that joy is always there, no matter what's happening. Like, it's not going to be there 100% of the time, right? Because other emotions
no.
pop up. Joy is not the only emotion you're going to feel. But where that's your baseline, you know, where you can find the meaning in the things that happen, know that life's happening for you, and just get back to the joy, even in the little things. Like, I'm no longer waiting for a certain circumstance or situation or person. So give me the permission that only I can give myself, and the same for others. Only others can give others the permission to do that.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that. Do you have classes? Do you have clients? How do people work with you?
Right now, people could reach out to me on the email that they'll see on the website, or it's mona@yourepiclifejourney.com. They can reach out to me there, right, or social media, just Mona and Irie, and I'll be really responsive. Right now, everything is just in beta, because when I say I spent the last 8 years doing this, it was like I spent 7 years taking myself from that point and working through it, and then in the last year, it was like I felt like I had arrived at the person that I wanted to be, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm not like, that's the evolutionary process, right? Like, oh, you think you arrive, and no, the journey was like the best part. So it's just like, okay, now all the time is to really solidify everything inside of myself and help others. So I've taken two people along that journey already and have helped them. But really, everything's in kind of beta mode right now. So I have a program. It's a 3-month program, and I'm hoping to do group work where it's like, and hold like little week retreats and things like that. But I really want to get this 3-month program done and have some more people run through it in beta before I launch it next year to the world.
I love that. I used to do that. I used to do beta programs too. I get the best feedback running through it that way. And so you know, so if anybody was wanting to join maybe your beta team, that you have two people that you're working with, are you not taking any new people until the other thing gets launched, or are you open to taking in some more beta people?
Oh, I am 100% open to taking in some beta people. The only thing that I ask of those people who would want to join is that you're really, as Les Brown would say, hungry for the change, hungry to change that baseline emotion that you feel, the joy, hungry to figure out what living a life of bliss or joy even looks like to you, hungry to break those shackles, because it's not just talking, it's actually walking and experimenting and doing things. Like I said, I'm just the tutor. You still have to do the work to succeed, you know?
Right. But, you know, the thing, you know, people, I think, I know for myself, and I know just in speaking with you, you didn't go from despair to joy or bliss overnight. It's a process. And people, I think, you know, we live in such an instant society. We think that we can just do it that way. But, you know, it's like, oh, let me just go from zero to hero, and there, you know, without the work in between. And it just doesn't work that way. And even if it did, you know, the effects wouldn't be very lasting. And you'd find yourself, you know, going, oh, my God, this just doesn't work for me. When, in fact, you do have to commit to engaging into yourself, because nobody can come down, and I say this all the time, nobody can deem you worthy. This is something you have to figure out on your own and say, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm worthy. God damn tamale, I'm so worthy. And make that commitment to you. So, yeah, so they can reach out to you at Mona at yourepiclifejourney.com. And you are on Instagram, is that right?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at Mona Nyree, and that's N-Y-R-E-E. And you can also reach out to me on Facebook. It's Mona Nyree as well. And it's a personal Facebook page. Just add me. I'll add you, and then we can set something up.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to share as we close our show out, darling?
The only thing that I could share, it's the one thing that really sparked the change in my life, and that is I encourage everyone to take their mindset from, you know, why is this happening or how could this be happening to me, and ask yourself how is life happening for me right now? What am I learning from this situation? How am I growing? Change the conversation that you're having in your head, even especially during these times, to that. And what your mind will come up with is so much. It's the complete opposite from what your mind will come up with when you're asking why, and then that, I guess, hopelessness feeling. It takes you from, like, the victim to the victor of your life, even if it doesn't feel like it in that moment. But in the long run, you'll realize when you look back that you handled everything so much differently and so much better, even if you don't think that you did, just by changing the way you think, because life is happening for us.
Beautiful. Powerful, powerful, powerful words. Powerful conversation today, Mona. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And I hope that you will come back and talk with us again.
Thank you so much for having me and for this opportunity. It was wonderful speaking with you.
You too, darling. You enjoy the rest of your day. And as it's Thursday, happy early weekend. And may you continue to shine from now till the next moment. Just shine on, sweetheart. Shine like that crazy diamond you are. All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is it for today's show. Check in with us next week. Our guest will be Lane Michelle, and we will talk soon.